You know, I remember the days when people could just be themselves. They just be real. Now everything's so plastic and so fake, it's just ridiculous. Years ago, I remember a boss. I was doing some maintenance work, and the boss said, do this. Fix that door, or paint that wall, or fix that window, or whatever. And I said, you know this is stupid, because it's just going to be really done in next week, or whatever. He said, do it anyway. He didn't flinch. He didn't get all emotional. He didn't get out of shape. I said, it's a stupid, just going to have to redo it. Do it anyway. And I said, okay. Just wanted you to, all right, 10-4. Yes, sir. But he didn't flinch. That's the way it's supposed to be, people. You can express your opinion. And if somebody don't like it, if they're your boss, they say, I appreciate your opinion, but do it anyway. Okay. That's the way it should be. That's the way it should be. Do it anyway. It don't matter. You know, if you think about a business is wants to put out its facade, its face, its painted face, right? Put out the image. Behind the scenes, it's where the rubber meets the road. The grease and the oil and the dirt and the grime and the cleaning and the ridiculousness of it all. Behind the scenes is a bunch of struggle and all that. And they put on a front, you know, for everybody to look at the front. But there's fighting in the behind the scenes. It gets to a point, though, if you are a boss, if you are a leader, you get tired of the rebellion, you know. So it's true for a church, a marriage, anything. There's always stuff going on behind the scene that ain't comfortable. If you want to do anything in this world, there's going to be stuff going on behind the scenes that you don't enjoy, that you don't like. You know. I've been playing this game a long time. I played the game with Jezebels. I played the game with Delilahs. I played the game with narcissists. I played the game with all of them. Psychopaths, sociopaths, played the game with all of them. Seen them all. And that's why I say it's the old program. Once you played the game long enough and you learned how to defeat those agents, and most of them, you can't defeat them. They're not going to change, so you just walk away. You try to fix them. You try to change them. You try to upgrade them. Hey, let's have an upgrade. Let's walk in truth. Let's walk in love. Let's quit trying to be your own God stuff. The God complex. Just trust the universe. Trust God. Trust the process. You've actually, I don't know if y'all have seen it, but I saw it. I remember when I was a teenager dating some girl, her mama was like a micromanager. You would walk on the carpet and she would have this rake. She was so obsessed with her carpet that if you walked on her carpet, she would get up and rake the carpet. Bizarro land. The purpose of the carpet is for you to walk on it, for your feet to be soft. And I think her husband was an alcoholic or something. So, you know, he had put her under legalism, I guess. You got to rake that carpet every time somebody walks across it. How stupid is that? All you got to do in life? Haven't you got something else to do besides raking a carpet when somebody walks through the house? I mean, that was off the roof. You know what that tells me? She's never been on the roof or under the house and saw how bad it really was. She was just in her little comfort zone, her little fake reality comfort zone, and she liked everything in her world perfect. Well, what happens when the roof leaks and leaks on that carpet? Then the man, then she's gonna say, I need you to work two jobs because we need some new carpet because the water leaked on the carpet. Well, let's just cut a patch and patch it up. We save up a couple years and get new carpet. But you know, having a reasonable conversation with that kind of person is like talking, like pulling teeth, you know. If you can't have a logical, reasonable, normal, healthy conversation with somebody, they're in delusions. If I can have a normal, healthy conversation with some Uber riders, I know it's possible, but most of the people who try to get in your world, they're usually, I don't know how to explain it. They seem to be agents or something. This is a Truman Show. In order for you to stay free, you better not yoke up with a Jezebel. You better not yoke up with a Jezebel. And you better try the spirits. And you better not believe nothing they say till you can try the spirits. Because an ideal thing would be to work with them for about a week or a month or 6 months. You work with somebody, you're going to realize what they are. You know it. And they think you're dumb. A lot of these narcissists think you're dumb. That's the sad part. And we were dumb for a season because they know that you're dependable, you're loyal, you tell the truth, you want to do what's right. And their whole process, they have an agenda. Some of them just want to get pregnant, to have a baby daddy to tie you in. Some of them just want to get in the door so they can steal, kill, and destroy and ruin you. There's people actually that want to get in your world because they want to destroy you. Now think about that. They will actually marry you to try to destroy you. They will actually be in church and they say they believe the Bible. And the Bible says, wives, submit to your husbands. And they get in there and they don't want to submit. What kind of insanity is that? Why would I marry you if you don't want to do your part in the ship, in the boat? You got a captain of the ship. You got some crewmen. You got some people cleaning. You got all kinds of members on a ship, but you don't want to do your part. What's that about? There's a coffee shop over here. It's called Vignette Coffee. And I don't even drink coffee, but I might just go in here just to see what setup they got going on. The problem with some of these stores, let me tell you the problem with some of these stores, especially the Subway stores that are owned by the Indians, they never clean their ice machines. You better not go to a Subway if they don't clean their ice machines. Because when you take that cup and you put it under that ice machine and a bunch of mold comes down, that place is slap full. Wow, you need to start you a coffee shop. Whoever's listening, talking about a business, start you a coffee shop, you'll be rich. spas. I'm just looking at some businesses as I'm driving around. We all have a calling in life, and everybody needs to find their calling. And if it's a man out there, you better get good at something. Try to get good at two or three things, because if you get good at two or three things, you got something to fall back on. Learn a trade. You think AI can fix a toilet? You think AI can put a electrical outlet in the wall? I don't think so. The human is building their own prison. Bill Gates knew it. They knew it. If a man can write the book called 1984, and there's other books that were written about the future of man, you can see the future. Even the movie The Matrix saw it. The machines are just a man-made thing, and the man-made 666 machine is going to enslave everybody. The more you step away from the Jezebel spirit, the freer you become. The more you leave the matrix, the freer you become. I took some money out of a 401k just to pay off some debt, and it feels so good. And they might say, "Well, don't take money out of your 401k." Well, I'll raise my weekly deductions and get that back. But why would you want to stay in debt? Let me say that again. I'm playing the long game, people. Playing the long game, and this long game helps you overcome. You overcome playing the long game. I know I'm being scattered brain on talking, but I'm just, whatever's coming to my mind, I'm talking about it. Might not even upload this, but there's just so many data points. There's people, there's agents. These are agents that are trying to take away your sovereignty. Agents trying to take away your sovereignty, your will, your free will. Seriously. And the Bible tells you it's going to happen. You might say, "You're crazy. Nobody's trying to take away your free will." Yeah, they are. The Bible says it. They come in and try to steal out your free will, your soul, and try to use convincing arguments to take away your free will and destroy your soul. I mean, it's sick. It's really sick. You might say, "Where's the verse? What is the verse?" These people try to come in and get you out of the will of God, into the will of the flesh, into the will of mankind, into the will of the Gentiles. And it's all happening all the time. It's an ongoing thing. I don't care if it's YouTube. I don't care if it's Instagram. I don't care if it's TikTok. I don't care if it's the TV. I don't care if it's the news. I don't care if it's the music, the radio, whatever. I don't care what it is. It's all to get your mind on the will of the Gentiles. The will of the flesh. The will of mankind instead of the will of God. Notice the gas prices going down. I remember before I woke up to this game, before I woke up to the psychopath, sociopath, I had a so-called friend. Every time they'd call, they'd say, "Oh no, the gas prices are going to go up to $10 a gallon. Oh no, there's going to be a storm tonight. There's going to be a storm." I'm thinking, dude, what's wrong with you, man? You sick? You don't walk by faith. And I guess they don't walk by faith. So they live in fear. They live in some kind of doofus reality. Doofus to the hilt. You either walk by faith or you walk by sight. And if you walk by sight, no wonder you need a Valium or a Xanax. If you walk by sight, yeah, everybody be on a Xanax or a Valium. But if you walk by faith and you just trust God, you say, "Lord, I don't know how I'm going to make it, but I'm going to go one step at a time." And you make it. Then you take another, then you hit another obstacle. "Lord, I don't know how I'm going to make it, but I'm going to take it one step at a time." Then you make it. You just walk by faith. "Lord, how am I going to get through with it, through this? Lord, I was married to a cheating, lying, Jezebel, narcissistic psychopath. Tried to kill me. How am I going to make it through this? The person that was in the same bed, I was sleeping with the enemy. What was that about?" One day at a time, just walk by faith. You'll be healed. They have a fake identity. They're trying to put on you a fake reality. They're in fake reality and they want to throw it onto you. Okay. Oh, okay. Oh, I get it now. 90% of the people are in fake reality, maybe 98%. And so they live in fake reality and they want to pull you into a copy of them that you live in fake reality. Is that what's going on? Yeah. But at the same time, what fake realities are you trying to throw out there? You need to come back. You need to be in the truth too. Okay. So you, in other words, you allowed me to see that so that I could look at my own junk. Okay. So I don't have to be mad at those people. I don't have to be bitter. I don't have to be in unforgiveness. I don't have to live in the past. I don't have to live. All I need to do is make sure I'm not living in fake reality so I can forgive everybody, love everybody, because I know they're all in delusion land. Right. Now you got it. Oh, so those people were just stepping stones. Family, friends, wife, exes, girlfriends, online. They were all just stepping. You saw their fake reality, but they were just stepping stones to make you realize, hey, if they're in fake realities and you can see it, then do some introspection, and any fake realities you believe, you need to let it go. Elliot, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, it makes total sense now. It makes total sense. So why did it hurt so bad, Lord? Because the flesh cuts the flesh. Iron sharpens iron. Remember all those saints that you talked to that helped you break free from your fake reality? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that brother in Christ, that sister in Christ that told me, yeah, that's fake reality, man. They didn't use those words, but oh yeah, they were telling me that they really did care. They were the real deal. That was my real brother, my real sister told me the truth. They really cared about my soul. But that one sleeping in the bed who was a lying, cheating Delilah. She didn't care about my soul. She didn't care about my soul. No man careth for my soul. Is there anybody out there that's willing to tell you the truth that you're in delusion land that cares about your soul? Is there anybody out there in this Truman Show that's willing to tell you the truth to set the captives free? Anybody in your, there's got to be somebody out there. I don't think God would leave you comfortless. Got to be one person out there telling you the truth somewhere in this Truman Show matrix line system There's got to be a true man out there that's going to tell you the truth, even if it hurts. Your little pity party, let it, yeah, go ahead. But if it's lasted more than 3 months, you need to, if you've been in a pity party for 10 years, you need to get up. You need to get up out of bed, cut that phone off, quit scrolling, get up, go brush your teeth, go take a shower, and get out there and get you another, whatever it takes, get you two part, soon. Look, I heard in 2025 you can have 401ks in the part-time job. Go get you two part-time jobs if you can't stand a full-time. Go down there and get you some dental insurance with MetLife. It's pretty cheap. Go listen to Dr. Berg. Start eating right. Even if you don't eat right, start walking and jogging and clean your house. Like Jordan Peterson says, start in your room, clean your room. If you don't have any motivation, get up and go and make it happen. And believe it or not, you take that one step and then the next step will follow through. And then when you see people still in that fake reality, they're still living in that fake reality, don't be mad at them, pray for them. And if you have an opportunity to yank them out, go ahead. But most people don't. Trust me, most people will not leave the fake reality. You can trust me on that. Most people will not leave the fake reality. They want somebody else to do it for them. You're going to have to face your demons. You're going to have to go through the dark night of the soul. You're going to have to face off with old programs, old trigger points. You're going to have to face off with your stinking thinking. You're going to have to face off with your foul mouth. You're going to have to face off with your hatred and your living in the past. You're going to have to face off with putting expectations on others that you can't even keep. And you know they can't keep it. You're going to have to quit judging. Even judging yourself. Most people, they escape legalism, but they still put themselves under legalism. You give everybody grace. But you say, oh, I got to stay in this unhealthy psychopathic relationship. And they're killing themselves and they're going to kill me because I'm stuck with them. And you're putting yourself under law because some preacher told you you got to stay with a psychopath. And they never loved you. And it's all fake reality, narcissist. And you're putting yourself under law, but you put everybody else under grace. What's that about? Me, more than anybody out there, believes that marriage should be forever, you know? I believe that more than anything. But when I said, Lord, I said, please remove this woman out of my world because it ain't even right. If you want her to leave, please, if this ain't right, please remove her. I just prayed. And 3 days later, she was gone. And she never came back. All those times she kept coming back, that was the last time. It's like, oh, I finally got peace. I finally can think straight. I can actually think and have logical thoughts without all the drama. Oh, I can hear from God again. Oh, that small, still voice is there because I'm in peace. What was that lady's song title? Same Old Love. And so think about that title, that song. You keep drawing the same kind of relationships because it's something within you. You're not putting boundaries up. You allow unhealthy people to cross your boundaries and pull you into an unhealthy relationship. I don't care if it's friends or dating or marriage or family or what. Why would you let unhealthy destroy your body, your soul, your spirit, take away your... It actually ages you. Why would you let somebody age you? Why would you let somebody put you under stress to take away your health and to age you? You know? It don't make sense.
Can I get a name for the order?
Ronald.
What can I get for you?
Number one, add bacon, medium, Coke, extra ice.
Did you want the meal or just the sandwich?
The meal.
You said add a bacon?
Yeah.
Alright, and then medium Coke?
Yeah. Extra ice.
Extra ice. Alright, anything else for you? Any sauces or anything?
No.
Alright. It'll be $10.90. Alright, and you're good to go.
Alright, take it easy. If you really want to wake up to the Truman Show, pay attention to people's names. That lady's name was Madison. Mad. I-son. She was nice. But you better not marry her unless she changes her name. She might be mad as a hatter. Madison. You think I'd marry some woman named Madison? I don't think so. I'd say change your name first and I'll marry you. I worked around this lady. Her name was Marla. That's what it was. Marla. Her name was Marla. That's when I was really decoding names. And I looked at her and thought, Marla. And the word mar means to deface or to mar something, you know, to scratch something, to mar something. And the guy she was living with wasn't her husband. She was driving him crazy. And then there came a point where somebody said, guess what happened with Marla last night? I said, what? She says, you was walking down the hall with no clothes on. I said, knocking on doors. I said, oh, you know what that is, don't you? But she was high on something. Well, she did it. She got high because she knew she knew that's the only way she could excuse her behavior, you know. The bills were due, you know. Marla. Mar. Makes you wonder why they call it Mar-a-Lago. I don't know if Mar means ocean in Spanish or what, but I know if you type the etymology of M-A-R, you're gonna find out what it means. People can put on a good show, but if you look at their character, you look at their name, you look at the script that they're in, pretty much reveals what's going on. La 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 la, Mar la 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 la. Do you really believe that your name was given to you by your parents? Why do you think people change their name? Why do you think Jesus changed people's name? Saul, your name will be Paul. Why did Jesus change the name of his disciples? Peter became the rock, right? Why is their name important in Scripture? Noah. Enoch. All the names in Scripture had a meaning. And you are from them. Your name is important. And if you don't like your name and you have faith in God, go change your name. Add an E at the end, or add a Y at the end. Because E is spirit, Y is to rise up. Add some kind of apostrophe at the end or something, you know? I don't know. Apostrophe, a post. There's that sign again. I'm in Chick-fil-A drive-thru. It says, caution, team member crossing. But it's not even out in the middle. It's over here in the wall, at the wall. Do your duty. If you have to cry, cry, but just do your duty. If you need to complain once or twice, go ahead. But if you keep complaining about the same thing, that means you need to move on and find something else.
What's
the
name?
Ronald.
Sir, you have a great day. Okay.
Yeah. Did you hear that? He said, "You have a great day." Okay. I don't base my day on what you have to say. Okay. What do you mean, okay? Instead of saying, "Have a great day," that you have a great day. Okay. That tells you that guy's personality. He's like a psychopath. What do you mean? I don't have to agree with you. Their words reveal them. I've been through 1,000 drive-thrus and they say, have a great day. You too. Have a great day. You too. Have a good day. You too. They don't say, have a good day. Okay. That's not normal. That's abnormal. Pay attention to words. Pay attention to conversation. Pay attention to names. Pay attention to pauses. And body language and micro expressions. Pay attention to micro expressions. Hello? If you don't, you're gonna be trapped into some kind of weird fake reality. I don't know if their channel's still on, but there was this channel and there's this guy, he was a young guy, he's like in his 20s. He said every conversation is a war down here. It shouldn't be. We don't want it to be, but it is with these narcissistic agents. They're always trying to build themselves up to like they're a god or something. Have a good day, okay? What do you mean? My mom just died. My kid just died. How am I going to have a good day? Why do you even say that? Who are you? I don't know you. It's the God complex. Do what I tell you. Well, I just broke my leg. What do you mean have a good day? I'm getting over it. I'm healing. I'm in the healing process. I just been through narcissistic abuse. I just had some Jezebel catfish me and gaslight me and mess my mind up, so I gotta get back to normal. What do you mean have a good day? I'm still healing. Oh, Lord help us all. Every conversation, if you're dealing with a narcissist, is warfare and their body language. And look, I was told somebody today, I said, you know, I said, you know what the game is, don't you? I said, they want to torment you anytime they can because the whole system's narcissistic and you've got to, they know they're looking for areas to torment you on, areas that might need to be healed, and they're going to keep tormenting you till you heal yourself. And you got to get by yourself to heal yourself. She said, yeah, I get it. I understand. And then you get mad at yourself because you lived most of your life not knowing these people were devils and demons and real, that they were actually doing yourself a favor, but you didn't know it at the time. And then you finally get to a point by yourself, you can heal yourself, and they're mad now because you're healing yourself and you see through the game, and they're mad that you got healed. They thought they were going to destroy you. And she said, yeah, that's exactly what's going on. I found somebody who can see. I know one that can see. I met somebody who could see. And those that can see, just like that movie, we found one that can see. We put the glasses on and we can see them. But other people around who are under the narcissistic abuse can't see them. And you feel sorry for them and you want to wake them up. You want to break them out of the matrix. But they love the false security that the narcissistic psychopath gives. So they love that false security. So they stay in it. They stay in it. And they become more sick. They become sick like the narcissist, like the psychopath. They become a copy of the psychopath. The psychopath, I'm not even going to say narcissist anymore. I'm going to say psychopathic narcissist. That's what it really is. They have stayed with the psychopathic narcissist so long that they become a copy of the psychopathic narcissist. And they don't even know they're in a jail cell. They don't know what freedom is. They don't know what it feels to have peace and go. And you got your own house, your own home, and your own living room, your own bathroom, and you don't have to deal with that psychopathic narcissist anymore. And you get healed. And they're so mad, they want to try to get you to lose everything. Because they want to put you back under some other and they're all working together by the spirit, the same demonic spirit. And so it's just like Pharaoh. When God says, let my people go, come out from among them, you're still surrounded by that same spirit of the Pharaoh that wants to make you a slave to some kind of torment to keep you from getting healed. Because when you get by yourself and you start to get healed, they call you crazy. Why are you staying by yourself so much? Because I'm healing. Healing from what? From you? From your kind? What do you mean, my kind? Your psychopathic, narcissistic tendencies? What do you mean? I've always tried to help you. I'm your friend. No, you're not. You're a tormentor. Just like your father, the devil. Just like your daddy, the devil. When we say, hath God said, you mock at that. When we say the Bible's the truth, you mock at that. When we say the Word of God's the truth, you mock at the Bible. Why are you trying to bring me to the book of Enoch? Why are you trying to bring me into New Age? Why are you trying to get me to watch video games? Play video games. Why are you trying to get me to give up my calling in life? Yeah, but you can make more money doing this. I've already done that. I already have my own office and my own secretary. I don't need that. I don't want that. Stuck in a little cube. I always wondered why I got upset sitting in the cube all day. About drove me crazy. About lost my mind. Why do you go stir crazy if you're in your car too long or your house too long? Because it's the cube. Get out and walk around the street. Walk around the block. It's cold outside, but I'm going to walk around the block. Get up. Fight. The good fight of faith. Don't let your stupid insecurities, agoraphobia, the narcissist, the psychopath, don't let them lock you up in some kind of box that they created. God is your master. Not some kind of psychopathic, narcissistic Pharaoh. God is your master. Not the Pharaoh. Not the Truman Show. Christ off. True man. Christ off. They are just a offshoot of trying to be Christ in your life. Think about the Christ off. He was trying to kill Truman. He was so crazy because Truman was escaping that he was willing to let Truman die. That guy was so insane. And what was he insane about? He wanted that money flow. Christoph, wanted to keep Truman in the box because that was his money flow. That was his fame. That was his image. Look at this TV show that the whole world is watching. And the whole world ended up hating him because he's willing to kill Truman at the end. And Truman walked out. Truman, it's no different out there. Somebody's thinking about starting their own business. And you got a boss saying, I actually had a boss one day. Right out of college, I was an estimator at this place. It was an electrical contractor, but it was a Mormon company. I said, I'm leaving. Here's my 2-week notice. He said, who's going to take care of you? I looked at him like, what in the Sam Hades did you just say? I had just gotten saved. That's what happened. Who's going to take care of you? What did you just say? I had just gotten saved. And I knew God would take care of me. And I worked my way through college working part-time jobs, you know. I thought, this boss thinks he's a guy. I'll never forget that. The name of the company was Incom Electric. INDCOM. I don't think they're in business anymore. I think they went out of business like a couple years after. I don't know. And there's a salesman that worked there. He made a lot of money selling stuff. And a lot of these salesmen put on an image, but usually their wife's a nurse or something. And she's making a lot of money, and he's out there putting on this image like he did something. There's a lot of men out there. their wife's a nurse, or she make a lot of money, accountant, nurse, whatever, and they act like everything they did was them when it was actually their wife. A lot of people with big, rich families and you see this a lot. You see these guys or these gals came from big families, and they would always get in trouble with the law and all, and the mama would always rescue them until eventually the mama either died or got too old or tired of it. And they don't have anybody to rescue them anymore out of their trouble. And so they end up destroying themselves, drinking themselves to death or whatever. Just repeats, people. Once you saw it, even as a child, you saw the games. They go on for a long time in their delusion. But those fake reality bubbles eventually burst and they destroy themselves. They destroy themselves. It's really sad. It's really sad. If you heard anything I said, if I haven't completely turned your whole world upside down, then you're probably saved. And if I have turned your whole world upside down, you just need to run to Jesus and get saved. And I mean born again. I mean, you must be born again. And if you're expecting people, human beings, to be perfect, it's not going to happen. And so you're expecting that person to never let you down, to never fall short. That's another fake reality bubble. Your pastor, your mama, your daddy, you can look at their patterns. When you heal yourself, you can look back and say, yeah, I know what that is. They've got the ego. Why do they want to? When you say something that's like, because you're educated and you say something, they want to fight back. It's just pride. You might say, quit being dumb, you know, just being silly. Quit being stupid. Quit being dumb. And they go and throw a fit. That's the pride. That's the Jezebel pride war, right? And so you learn to use kid gloves when you're dealing with people. But sometimes you have to take off the gloves and get real with them just because you know they're going deeper and deeper into delusions. You just have to tell them flat to their face. You're a devil. You need to get saved. I had a phone call come in today. This guy picked up the phone. I said, man, why are you calling me? I said, because I get all these sales calls. I said, you're nothing but a devil. You keep harassing me. You keep persecuting me. You need to get saved. And the guy hung up. If he was saved, maybe he felt convicted. If he wasn't saved, I rebuked the devil. Because if you're going to be a salesman harassing me, I'm going to tell you how to get saved. And the devil wants to harass you with these harassing phone calls. I'm going to give him the gospel. Oh, you called me out of the blue and you don't even know me. You're trying to pull me into some fake reality bubble. Oh, let me tell you the truth. Jesus saves. You're a sinner. You're going to burn in hell. And so whether it's a neighbor, I got these jailbirds next door. They want to talk to you. I'm going to tell them how Jesus saved. And a lot of them, they say, oh, yeah, I believe in Jesus. Why you got the beer can in your hand? Why are you drunk? Why are you in the front yard getting drunk? And I tell you about Jesus. Oh, yeah, I believe in Jesus. Or are you born again? The devils believe and tremble. Have you been born again? The devils believe and tremble. The devils believe and tremble. The devils believe in Jesus, but they tremble. Are you born again? Are you really in the family of God? Are you really saved? Are you living in delusions? Are you living in the fake reality bubbles? Do you really think somebody else is going to come down here and be perfect? Can you have a conversation with somebody who's a truther and be willing to be introspective and have a real conversation? Who's the fake one? See, here's the thing. A lot of these Gnostics and New Age people and Gematria people and Essenes and these type O-negative cult people, cults, they try to pull you into some kind of cult. And when you talk about being born again, they think you're delusional. They really don't believe you're really saved because they're not saved. So they think everybody's around them is lied. So they're going to try to test you and try the spirits and pull you into some cult and some kind of fake reality. Played all the games, people. I played all the games. And sometimes I leave my 5D experience just sitting, just walking in the spirit, just chilling. And I come back into 3D and play a game with one of them. And I already knew what was going to happen before it happened. And I leave the 3D and go back to my 5D piece. And yeah, it was a drama. It was a serious drama show. But I knew I would escape because I saw through it before I even got in it. So you step out and you start over. They always come back, though. Why do they always come back? It's a dopamine rush. They haven't healed themselves. They haven't healed themselves. They're trying to get healed, but they're running to people instead of running to Jesus. And they're not willing to be introspective and say, hey, I'm a sinner. I deserve hell. And they're not going to be true in the inward man. They're going to be fake in the inward man because that demon keeps them from seeing their sin. It's a demon program running. They're running on a program. And the music, the TV, all that, they're running on music. The lyrics, instead of memorizing Bible verses, they're memorizing lyrics in a song and thinking that's their worldview. I dated this girl. I was probably like 20. No, I might have been, I don't know how old I was, 22, 24, something, I don't know. And I asked her, she said something about TV. I had cut off TV. I said, what do you get out of TV? Do you learn how, is that how you learn about this world? I even said, she was a church goer. I said, is that your worldview? She said, yeah, I learned from TV. I thought, ridiculous. No, you need to learn from your scripture, your Bible. Yeah, you can see object lessons in everything. You can see the truth in the Truman Show, but you first have to get grounded in the truth before you can see truth in everything else. God's Word. Yeah, the truth's out in front of you. But you've got to line it up with the scripture and have the scripture as your litmus test. How long have I been talking? 52 minutes. I've been scattered-brained for a reason. And I'm not scattered-brained. I'm just showing, I'm stuff that comes to my mind, I'm talking about it because it all ties together. All the puzzle pieces, everything that I've said should tie together to what one thing. Trust God, not mankind. Trust God, not your own understanding. Trust God, not what you see in front of you. Walk by faith, not by sight. If somebody lets you down, they're human. Forgive them. Go on. Don't live in bitterness. If a narcissist tries to make a copy of you, make a copy of them onto you, a psychopathic narcissist, don't let them. If they're playing bitterness games, don't let them. Can I get a witness on anybody? Anybody understand what I'm doing?